The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
But you know, I don't know what to say, but I'm gonna go between, you know, we was gonna talk about Jamie Foxx, and I ain't want to lose sight of that. But you know what? I gotta say, I'm glad he got online.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad he said something, because I think we may have talked about this before, because there was no way that I believed that that was him until I saw him, because there's too many stunt doubles and double doubles. And I wanted to see and hear from him and look him in the eye and see that he was okay. But he said that his family protected him. So, you know, you got to go through this other thing. Everybody want to know, because they all in your business. But he had some things going on in his life, tubes, yeah, everything going on. He said he did not want anybody to see. You know, he glad that his family protected him.
Well, I am too. And you know, I got to apologize, because I was the first one to say, don't ask me to pray for you if you ain't going to give me no update about how you're doing. But then when he got on and I heard his voice and I saw him, and he said, I didn't want y'all to see me that way, because I want y'all to see me laughing. But he knew, and this is a smart thing. Just two things. This is smart, because once those pictures get out there, you can never get them back. You'll never get them back. They're going to always be showing. They're going to show when he die, when he do something, when he get arrested, when he get an award, whatever he do for the rest of his life. They're going to say, and remember, Jamie Foxx had a stroke back in such and such, and here are pictures from him. None of that got out. Number two, his circle is tight as hell.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first, Black Beyond Measure honors and elevates Black creators, artists, entrepreneurs, and others in the Black community. Target holds the community front and center, supporting their products, ambitions, and efforts, and the people behind them, encouraging them to thrive. Capricia Ambers is a local Twin City artist whose work can be seen in Target's Diverse Artists series. Her featured designs include beautiful, bold silhouettes and can be found on throw pillows, doormats, mugs, tumblers, and more. She finds inspiration from and connection to her city and community. Learn more at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure.
Boy, not a friend, nobody. That daughter, I'm gonna tell you, that's the kind of daughter you want when you a star. Because you know what? She didn't let nobody, not even Kanye and Jay-Z and Beyonce, all these people, they could not even get in the circle until he was ready to talk to them. Because I'm telling you, that's a tight circle.
That's the type of, but you know what it was is, and I talked about the daughter bad. I was like, she ain't over her head. They need to get a publicist. They need to do this. They need to do that. Girl, I have to say on record, my ass was all the way the fuck wrong. That girl did what she had to do. And the reason that the circle is so tight is because the circle became family. It was his daughter and his sister, and that is it. They cut off all communication with everybody else. and nobody got a picture, a video. They didn't have no updates. They didn't have nothing. That girl said, "We locking this whole sh-." And sometimes, Tina, you got to lock the whole shit down.
Exactly. And then you know what? And I'm glad they did, because, you know, now I've, you know, in hindsight, because I kept on saying how bad, I kept thinking it must be really, really bad because they are not saying anything. Because I've been through those kind of situations where I said it must be, I thought he wasn't going to make it. I thought he was going. And, you know, when he come back and he said, it was touch and go, as we say in Texas. It was touch and go. And he definitely, you know, was happy that he didn't have to go and have to now deal with, oh, they saw you with tubes coming out of your mouth and, you know, your head cut
at
up. At your worst. Because I'm going to tell you, they down for you and cheering for you when things are good. Hee hee ha ha. But boy, they sure. I you know what? You know one thing? You got to be careful who you allow to pray for you. Because you know what? Because some people could pray for you, but they're not praying for what you need them to pray for. So when you even just asking for prayer, I don't ask everybody for prayer.
You can't.
I ask prayer warriors for prayer. I ask people that can intercede, and I know that they got a relationship with God, so they can intercede for me. I ask them people to pray. Now them other people who be like, "Oh, girl, I'm praying for you," I'm like, "Don't pray for me.
Don't worry about it.
I don't know if you're praying for me to do good, for do bad. I don't know what you're praying for."
And I don't know what your relationship with the Lord is like. Girl, if you ain't tithed up, don't even come over here.
Yeah,
I'll pray for you, but don't pray for me.
I can finish. If you're praying that I finish that next movie, that ain't, no. I need favor. I need some long-term stuff. I need God's favor. And that's why I say you got to be careful, because I'm telling you, some people can pray, and you know, it can almost, you know, obsolete a good prayer. You know, two positives and two positives of a positive. A positive and a negative is a negative.
It sure is. It sure is, girl. Cancel that shit right out. And I just appreciate, and I have to say, I got to apologize to him and to God, because the God, I thought she didn't know what she was doing. I thought she was in over her head. I thought she should have handled this over to some publicists. But, baby, they went all the way back to the old school. Family first and lock it down. No, they ain't the publicists. Ain't know nothing.
The publicists, the agents, the... When I tell you, girl, the neighbor next door probably didn't even know.
But what I did see online, and people said, "Well, what's wrong? What happened?" You could tell what happened if you look at his shoes. Go back on all them pictures of Jamie Foxx and look at his shoes. He got on them thick white shoes with a lot of rubber sole, or the thick black shoes with a lot of rubber sole. So there's some balance issues going on. And people were like, "What's going on with Jamie Foxx?" And girl, I looked at the pictures. I said, "Jamie Foxx, I've been following Jamie Foxx since his ass was 22 years old. He ain't never worn no thick ass white socks, compression socks. Yep. With some thick ass white sole tennis shoes, what in the hell?" And so that's when I realized it's in the shoes. The shoes are gonna tell us what's going on with him. And then they had a story out before he talked, like a couple of weeks ago, where there was a big giant dumpster at his house, and they had gone into the house and pulled out all the stairs, because you could see in a dumpster in his backyard, because they had a chopper over his house, you know, because they was trying to find out anything, trying to get any kind of pictures. They had a chopper over his house, and the news people took a video and some pictures of him of that dumpster, and you could see the stairs in the dumpster, and you could see the people carrying the ramps in. And so that's why I thought when he got out he was gonna be in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But it looks like
he might have put an elevator in there then.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like he either put an elevator or a ramp in there. Mm-hmm. And it looks like from those shoes that whatever happened, they want to make sure he is solid on additional support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Girl, you don't know. You know, but it's we do have, we live in a world. It is PHI. That's my personal health information. He don't have to share anything with us about what's going on with him. And you know what? We should pray for his good health, and you know that he, you know, and kind of go from there. But you know what? I think we're just, it goes back to everybody want to go viral. Everybody wants to be in the know. Everybody need, when you share so much, we feel like you're supposed to tell us everything. You got to share everything, except this. You got to share it all or none.
All of it. Yeah. And I just really had to appreciate him finally. Look, like my grandma said, let me lay eyes on you.
Camera, I need to see the freckles. And I know that's him.
Yeah, we lay eyes on him, and just to hear him talk, his speech was not slurred, because I slowed shit down. I was studying the shit like I was studying.
Therapy. I bet he was in some intense therapy, because I know you, because I was trying to look at his, he never turned his head. My aunt had aneurysm and had strokes, and they usually have like surgery on the head. Yeah, so you could see the markings, but I couldn't tell, you know.
He's an actor. He was very strategic about how he held his face. And you see it was chest up. Now Jamie Foxx is a Hollywood actor. He's got camera crews and all this other kind of stuff. He could have been sitting in the house and did a full body. Hey, how y'all doing? Thank y'all, and moved his hands. We have, you know, it's just certain stuff that he hasn't done yet. We haven't seen a lot of motor movements, you know, or whatever. He's keeping his hands in his pocket, but he was real strategic. And the dude looked like his head is a little swole.
He kept his head pretty angled straight, because if he would have turned, you could see. But, you know, he had a short haircut, but you couldn't tell. But, you know, they got little wigs. They got the men got those little things. They probably put something on his head. Because there's something distinct, right, when you have stroke surgery on your brain.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute, but first.
We all need to think about our mental well-being.
We're here for you.
We need to be checking in on each other for support. Have you checked on your people lately?
You're not alone.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care.
We're a community.
Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
You know that building a successful business takes time. But as your business grows and changes, it feels like time is the one thing you never have enough of. Work with a banker who understands that the right time to get you the financial flexibility your business needs to thrive is right now. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just thankful he okay, and that I can go back and now say, hey, you know what? He kept a tight lip, because you know what? All you need is the one person to get out. I accidentally took a picture in the hospital.
Well, I didn't know you didn't want me to tell nobody.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, and maybe that's where I'm getting this from, because my kid, I want them to know. You know when they talk about advanced directives? You know, I'm in healthcare. Advanced directives. You tell people exactly what you want, how you want it, when you want it, and who should be involved, who not to be involved. And that's, he gave some good advanced directives to his daughter. He said, this is what, if something ever happened. And these are something you can just, you know, write down on a piece of paper. This is something he probably always said. You know, if something happened to me, I don't want all this media. I don't want to be seeing this. This happened to grandma. You know, stuff be happening to grandma. They be had. I don't want everybody in my hospital bed.
And because let me tell you
good direction.
I saw this man that I know. He ain't no friend of mine, but he's somebody I follow on Facebook. Girl, he took a selfie in front of his mama's hospital bed, talking about mom only has a couple of hours to live. So I sent somebody that picture, a screenshot. I said, don't do this shit to me. Don't be showing me on my last leg, and she laying there like, and he smiling in front of her, and he talk about how this is, and everybody's like praying for you, brother. I'm like, that's some attention shit. Why in the fuck is you in front of your dying mama? That's not our business. Spend that time with your mama. Be praying. Be centering yourself in Christ. Be doing something other than taking a selfie with your dying mama and posting that shit on Facebook. I don't want to see that shit.
But I'm telling you, these are some different times, because I'm just, you're going in the hospital. Everybody, I'm in the hospital. They in the hospital bed or the paper person laying. Why must I don't even like watching seeing pictures of people in the casket. If you went to the funeral and you saw it and you took a picture, that's your personal picture. Now, why I got to look at the dead body all up on my page now?
Girl, no. In all the pages, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, TikTok, they dance around the casket and shit. Girl, it's crazy. And that's why what Jamie Foxx did was so foreign to these people. Because he went straight old school Terrell, Texas on their ass. Is that some Texas shit? Well, we locked all the shit down, girl. People from Texas know how to hold information like a... And he locked that shit down like he's back in Terrell, Texas.
Yeah, you telling me? I'm telling you. And he probably was in the hospital all that time. We in Chicago. He probably was right over there at the Texas Medical Center under assumed name or his real name with his grandpa last name.
And his mama's first name. Girl, I'm telling you, that daughter, baby, he need to make sure he take care of that girl, because that girl locked it all the way down.
He couldn't thank her enough, his sister and his daughter. He said, because they kept this, you know, and I got out, you know, they made sure that, you know, I can get out and I can come on my terms. And then, you know what, and that's something that's all we really ask for.
That's it.
That's it. That's all we ask for. We just want to, you know, we don't want to, everything ain't for public consumption and display.
And he taught us that. He took us back to the old school. He took us back to how things are supposed to be.
And let me say my piece. It's now the unfamiliar thing now. That's not the norm. It's taboo almost to not. Whereas before it was like, you know, you kept that sacredness in your family. Now when you do something, they be like, what? You know, it's the, you know, you done did something against society.
Why you ain't tell us? Why you ain't tell us? And why you ain't? And because it wasn't for everybody to know. The people who needed to know, they knew. You know, but that girl set the tone from the beginning. My father's been hospitalized for undisclosed medical, blah, blah, blah. Thank y'all so much. Girl, no, girl, they was asking people, his friends, for update. Girl, nobody couldn't tell them shit.
Nothing. She wouldn't let, when I tell you, she wouldn't let Jay-Z and Kanye, none of them was in. None of them.
But you know, she was smart, because it might have messed up his progress.
Yeah.
You know, and you never know.
Yeah, because they could probably do some very aggressive stuff. Because, I mean, for his speech, this has only been a couple of months. That's good. There's some people, they take them a year for them to get their speech and mobility.
If they get it back.
If they get it back.
And when you in that kind of intense therapy, and I'm only saying this because I know for my kids and where they were and where they are now, it's intense. And you know, I shut my whole life down for 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't going nowhere. We weren't doing nothing, because we was in therapy from 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening. I didn't work. We didn't have no company. We didn't go nowhere. We stayed right the hell in this house. And that man told me, if you give us your kids in 2 years, we'll give them back to you and they'll be whole. He said, but you got to lock it down. You can't go on vacation. You can't do nothing. You can't go nowhere. You can't skip a week of therapy. We'll let you take 1 week a year, and that's it. And you got to get therapy. When you go to another city, you got to get therapy in that city. You can't be gone for more than a week. And everybody's like, why? They ain't in charge of you. They telling you how to do the stuff with your children. Girl, they was like, your children got to go to school half a day. They can't go to school all day. So your children got to get out at 12 o'clock, because we got to do therapy from 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock at night, you know, because they were school age, you know, getting to get up at school. Girl, and the school was like, but why? Girl, we locked this shit all the way down. Girl, you see how they doing?
Okay. And you wouldn't even know.
Wouldn't even know they had autism. So I understand that intense therapy part and locking it down, because, you know, as people would come to the house and see what was going on, they'd be like, why y'all? And mama was like, why they knew their grandparents was coming. They can't take no break. I'm sick of looking at these people. Tell these people to leave. It's too many of them up in here. And I asked my mama, I said, do you want your children to do better, or do you want me to tell a therapist to go home, because you can't have both. So yeah. Having all those outside voices about what needs to be done, and you know, we all know Kanye crazy as hell. Jay-Z probably got to want to throw his 2 cents in, and all these other folks. Girl, she didn't want that. She wanted them doctors to do what they were supposed to be doing, get that intense therapy so that her dad could come on home.
Exactly.
Girl, she did that.
And they on a great road to progress. And I'm telling you, and all it takes is one person to come in there and
look at all up.
You know, they got such and such star in your movie. You know, boom, you know.
Anything. Never know what's going to trigger it. Yeah, Nick Cannon got your check, bro. When you going to hurry up and get out of here?
Yeah, you know, they thinking that's positive reinforcement. And you know what? They shut it down. You going to see when he gets ready for y'all to see. And I like
that. He going to do it on his own terms. Girl, it's the sky's the limit. He's got so much more to do, and I'm here for all of it. Movie tickets, concerts, albums, whatever the hell he's doing, I'm right there with him. Girl, I had a good time talking to you. I love you.
I love you too. And thanks. This was a great conversation, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.
All right. Bye. See y'all later.
Bye.
Situation just made it worse.
It made it worse.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. 3 of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
You've been thinking about it for a long time. You've asked people you trust about it. You've done some research, and now you're ready. Ready to get your COVID-19 vaccine or booster shot. And now you can plan to do it right here in your neighborhood with folks you know. Make plans to go to the Power of the People Institute's Wellness Village for the vaccine and other free health screenings. It's happening Saturday, July 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get the facts from nurses from our community. They'll be there to answer your questions and see you through it. The vaccine is not only free, but you'll receive a $50 incentive just for getting it. Come roll up your sleeve with people you know. That's July 29th at 600 18th Avenue North in Minneapolis. See you there.
Children's Minnesota, the leader in specialized healthcare for kids, is here to raise awareness, standards, the bar, the stakes, the question, the curtain. On raising kids' health to the highest priority. Kids need equal access to healthcare, more pediatric expertise, a voice for change. Kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up. Children's Minnesota, the kid experts.
The cultural districts of Minneapolis revel in the motto of every neighborhood having its own flavor. Whether that's Sabor Latino in Holy Land over in Northeast Minneapolis on Central Avenue, Baracala Restaurant and the Cedar Cultural Center over in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood, or even Mercado Central in Los Ocampo over on Lake Street. And these cultural districts help Minneapolis stay a city on the bubble, changing and relevant today and for years to come.
Do you worry that lead-based paint in your older home might be dangerous to your children or kids who visit you? Well, Hennepin County put those fears to rest. Hennepin County offers free lead tests and home assessments. If they find anything, eligible homeowners and landlords can receive up to $15,000 for work on the home, including new windows. The government banned lead-based paint 45 years ago when it was discovered that lead poisoning can affect development and cause permanent damage in young children. But 75% of those homes built before 1978 still contain some lead-based paint. As the paint degrades, it can make dust that little kids ingest when they're crawling and putting things in their mouths. So make sure your home is safe and hazard-free. Learn about testing and that $15,000 grant at hennepin.us/lead control. That's hennepin.us/lead control.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.